104.5 The Zone, 9:34 here in the Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Kevin Ingram. We have on the line with us a bona fide football legend, and he will be part of the TSU Salute to Greatness on April 12th at the Renaissance Hotel, Ed Too Tall Jones. What's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys.
I remember the last time I interviewed you is before a TSU game of the John Merrick Classic. I thought I needed a chair or stand on a table or something.
That was a fun event. Enjoy
it. What's most special about being part of things like this with the Tennessee State family and taking part, you know, with other guys who've been really good players in the NFL as well?
Outside the fact that it's a fundraiser to help be able to support other guys like myself and a lot of the guys that you would see that have helped put Tennessee State on the map, it's an opportunity to also, it's like coming back home. Like, it's like a homecoming. I get to see guys that I haven't seen, some of them since I played. And because a lot of the guys don't attend the John Merrick Classic. I got to see a lot of guys there. I've only had the opportunity to attend one reunion since I graduated from Tennessee State in 74. So I look forward to seeing a lot of the guys, catching up, and again, I'm from Tennessee, and it's always good to go home.
Do you look at what pass rushers are making today in the NFL and think, man, I came along about 30 years too early?
No, I don't. I don't because when I entered the league in 1974 and got the opportunity to play with Doomsday One, Bob Lilly, Jethro Pugh, Larry Cole, those guys, and I knew what they were making, and I compared it to what I was making coming in as a rookie, and I also understand the significance behind all the strikes that they went through.
Sure.
And they often set me down and said, hey, you know, we went through a lot of strikes to help make it better for the guys like yourself. Well, the same thing with me. I went through three knowing that they wouldn't benefit me, that they would help guys that's playing today, even though I didn't know it would be at that level. But I knew it would be a major increase. But what's happening now, I think, is great. Because your career is so short, the average player is still, I think, around 4 years. And I just love seeing the players have the talent, the abilities to play at that level and make that money while they can.
And, man, this is Blaine Bishop here. I remember interviewing you at Super Bowl, and what a great interview. I was a big Cowboys fan growing up as a little kid, and knew exactly who you were, and you know, the flex defense and all those things. But, you know, looking back over your whole career, you know, I feel like you're a Hall of Fame player, and they weren't keeping, I guess, the stats of sacks. Do you feel like there is any remedy to, or ideas on how that can get done, or addendum that because there weren't sacks, you know, recorded, that you're still a Hall of Fame player?
You know, I don't just look at sacks.
Right.
And I said it because, take, for example, players like Richard Dent, who will be at the event on next Friday.
Right.
Richard Dent, Charles Haley. Those guys didn't have a lot of sacks like your Bruce Smith and a lot of the guys up there who Doman, who got something like 140 sacks.
Right.
But they harassed the quarterback. They were in their face constantly. And I think if you talk to any quarterback that played during my era and is playing today, you know, they don't mind taking a sack every now and then, but they don't want that guy in their face every play. And that's what I tried to do. You know, we played that flex defense, and the main thing I tried to do, first of all, was be a run stopper. So that's what that flex and the position I played in the flex was designed to do, to force you into sure passing situations. But what teams did was they got smart and started passing on running downs against us. So I had to find a way to be effective. That's why I kind of had a built-in clock where, you know, most quarterbacks during my era, they'd hold the ball about 4 seconds. And so if I wasn't back there in 4 seconds, I was looking to jump up and bat the ball down, which can be just as effective or more effective as a sack. And I just wanted to harass the quarterback any way I possibly could. So I think I won't say sacks are overrated, but give me that player that's in that quarterback phase consistently during the course of the game.
Well, that you definitely were with the batted balls down. Being 6'8", 6'9", I guess. Man, did you have any other aspirations in basketball? I know you came to TSU, maybe football, basketball type. player, and did you realize that, wait a minute, this is a little different ball game than football?
Actually, my best sport growing up was baseball.
Oh.
We didn't have football. I grew up on a farm in Jackson, Tennessee,
right,
about 120 miles from Nashville, and we didn't have football. We couldn't afford that insurance for football. So I played basketball, baseball, and box. My best sport was baseball. And I had opportunity to go to some camps. They didn't have the draft then. But I had the opportunity to go to some camps in baseball after high school, but my mom was determined that all of her kids were going to college. So my brother-in-law was the one who convinced me that I should try for football as well. And that's why I went to Tennessee State on what they call a Spitz scholarship, meaning I could play baseball, basketball, football, or one of the two. So I decided I'd try for football, and if I didn't like it, then I would drop it and just play basketball and baseball. But the first day I tried out for football, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So it was kind of a hit or miss for me, because if I hadn't, I wouldn't have been there. But because Tennessee State had a very good program at that time, and they didn't want anybody there on that team that didn't want to be there and didn't have the talent to be there. So they kind of they would roughhouse you, you know. But I absolutely loved mixing it with them, and it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because there's no way I would have been able to play basketball or baseball for 15 years, because I was good at baseball but didn't like it, and I was a good basketball player. We went to the state every year, but I didn't like it. But I fell in love with football. Mm.
And talk about what it was like to be around Tennessee State when you were playing, you know, with Coach Merritt, you know, Joe Gillum, Cat Coleman, you know, some legendary guys that I got to know, you know, a long time ago, and I've heard so many stories about.
I was honored to be around them, but it was living hell. I mean, tough. And I said it because I was a raw talent, and the best decision I made was to go to a Division II school, because had I attended a Division I school, I would have been another number because of the talent they have there. But Coach Gilliam took me under his wings. I mean, he had me out on the football field early. I was the first one on the field, and he would normally bring one of the offensive linemen come out to work with me, and I was the last one to leave. Now, this went on for years. He also set me down and told me something that I didn't know. Not only did I do it in college, but in the pros as well, when he said, at the time I was 6'7", and he said, Ed, if you are lucky enough to advance and play at the next level, he said, you'd be one of the tallest in the history of the game. He said, you know, the average player played 4 years, mainly because of knee injuries. Majority of the knee injuries happened in the fourth quarter when fatigue set in. He said, so if you want to play this sport and have some longevity, you'd have to be one of the best conditioned athletes on the field. So not only would I go through his rigorous program there, because Coach Gillum wanted our defense to be the best conditioned team in college, I would also work out with the Tiger Bears, which had a very good program. Several of those ladies won gold medals in the Olympics. So I would go through the program with Tennessee State with the football players, and I would go work out with the Tiger Bears. I said one thing: if you get me, you're gonna get me giving 110%. And I used that same attitude. I had the same attitude when I joined the Dallas Cowboys. I worked out all the time.
Why was it so hard to learn the flex defense, and you never saw any other teams copy it?
It was hard. First of all, it was Coach Lange's invention, and coming out of college, you know, nobody played the flex in college. It was totally different for me, and they didn't draft me to play that left side, which is very difficult, playing that left side, because you're 2.5 yards off the ball in a four-point stance, keying two people, and sometimes three, which if defensive players like to blow things up, like to be very aggressive, when you read that much, it can take away a lot of your aggressiveness. So when I was drafted by Dallas to play that right defensive end, Coach Lange called me in and said, Ed, we're going to have to move you to the left side because you are better. You have better run technique than Harvey Martin. Harvey's a good pass rusher, but you more advanced at playing the run. So I called Coach Gilliam and told him what was happening. And I said, do you think I should ask to be traded? He said, Ed, he said, that's a winning tradition there. He said, you have the talent to adapt to any situation they put you in. And that's all I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. But the defense is tough because it's a very, very disciplined defense. You have to have 11 players playing as one. And that's why Coach Landry loved veterans, and he also loved guys that studied. You have to study a lot because they changed it weekly, what we were doing. Because, you know, each team gets your three previous games to study. With Coach Landry, you would see a lot of the same things, but from different formations, you know. And that's what made it so difficult, to just for guys to not just like be a, do what they were accustomed to doing when they were in college, be very aggressive in on defense and stay in your zone, you know, stay in your territory. And that's tough, you know, because you want to get after people. You know, that mentality on defense is totally different than offense.
Ed Too Tall Jones, thank you so much for the time. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we'll see you. And again, the TSU Salute to Greatness is April 12th at the Renaissance Hotel, and get all the information at TSUTigers.com.